I'm coming home to you, wear something see-through, so I can see your heart. For night can never come soon enough for me. I watch the sky all day. Night is where I find you and peace of mind. My days are filled with grief. That's why I truly give you what you need, because you love me for me. Good runs all through you, I can't help myself. You found my weakest spot. What better woman to breathe and sleep next to? That's why I'll always be with you. Yes, I'm funny like the clown, but I'm never down. As long as you're around, there will never be a normal. 'Cause you are shining beneath me. To me, I'll walk you there each night. If you want me to, that's what I will do. That's why I'll always be with you.
What he can't have, and so it goes. I guess that I'm the same, so who's to blame? Just the same, I like to know.
I'm talking? Yeah, I'll keep talking. I don't know if we're on the air right now.
I'm in the room with Matthew Ho, Kayla, and Jake.
Ring out. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I think I'm on air finally. Oh my gosh. Okay, yay, we did it, guys. Claps, claps, claps. Sorry about that. You know, technical difficulties. We're new to this. Constantine, we miss you. Okay, so we've wasted a lot of time, so I'm going to try to go right into what we're doing. Today we have Odessa's Little Starlight feature, Starlet.
You got it.
Featuring Daniel Miner, our very own techie, Jake Rubenstein, and Caleb Brenner. He's going to be doing some originals, some covers, and yeah, so this is 91.5. You're listening to WMFO, Medford Toast Free From Radio, and this is Post Adolescence Glow. Daniel, want to introduce your first song and we can get into it?
Yeah, so I'm starting with a song called Dear Mr. Trevino, which is about, I guess, a school teacher who is having a really rough go of it, and his students are just the worst, and I thought that'd be pretty funny. Disclaimer, these are not my thoughts. I just like thinking about, like, you know, what other people would be like in a certain situation, so... don't call me out for this. Yeah, this is Dear Mr. Trevino. To Mr. Trevino, there's nothing left for you to say. You can speak your way through life, and I know it'd be easier to cling to your words. Spew your Nietzsche and Faulkner, honey. Has it occurred to you that everybody knows? Oh, everybody hears, they just don't care. They play you the classics at the roller skating rink. Did you think that might not be the place to fall in love? But some other 20 or 40 for another island, another 60 bucks bring you back to the scene. The night that shattered everything, oh how she tore everything to the
Oh, hello?
Yep.
Okay, sorry about that. No problem. Yeah, that was an original by Daniel Miner. Let's just go straight into the next one.
Yeah, sure. We're going to do Naomi by Neutral Milk Hotel. So yeah, I guess we'll just go into it. It's a good song.
Prettiness is seeping through out from the dress I took from you. So pretty. My emptiness is swollen shut, always a wrench I have. Don't leave me. I'm watching Naomi open. I'm hoping she will soon.
Cool. Yeah, let's just keep going. Go do two more of your originals that you got, and then we can chat for a second, but I don't want to waste music time, so yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go right into it. This one's called Our Mother's Song. Shout out my mom. I know she's on listening right now, and shout out all my mom's friends who might be listening. Yeah, so I guess we'll just go right into it. This is one of my originals.
Mama taught me otherwise, gave me books and songs and two blue eyes. Mama taught me otherwise, put her hand on my head, and I would cry, so I never learned to say goodbye. Michael
lantern light, blanket throw, oh no. Why are you off in the woods? Would you come on back if you think you should? Said I watched the wrong cartoons. Well, I'm sorry, nothing is on to me. I tried out in mama's shoes, but you laughed. I took them off for you, for you. There is nothing I wouldn't do with you. My Sunday best was a name on my back and a five on my I never saw your face again, but that's not my fault. You were not my friend. Would it be so bad if you had let me in? Michael, it's not the end of the line. You know you're super cool. You know you're mine. You're proving nobody wrong. Mother's song goes like this. Mama loves you. Come on back for one last kiss. You're a star, and you'll have this love wherever you are. Say the words, tap your shoes, and we'll find our I had a wand, well, I'd wave it, all your troubles would be gone. But I don't, unfortunately, but I hope you know you're magical to me.
Woo! I was waving my flashlight in here. We were really into it. Me and Lily were like, giving you guys hearts and stuff. There's going to be some great, like, Valentine's Day pictures for the Instagram. Okay, yeah, go into your next song, and then let's have a small chat, a brief chat.
This next song I wrote is called Sweet Jubilee. I don't want to talk too much about it, but I'll say I wrote this after watching an episode of The Sopranos. I really like Christopher, and so it's not like, I don't know, that's not important information, but I wanted to say it anyways.
Scared anymore. I'm walking out the door. Dear Jubilee, you are my star up above. You are the newest, coolest thing to love. You tear the rosary. My mouth is burning and my liturgy too. What's there to God if God's so foreign to you? No, it's not out of the blue. I've thought this 10 times through. They've got a bridge to sell. I've got a needle. Thank you.
kinds of things they tend to come in threes. The dope, the father, and sweet jubilee. Just make it right for me. Somebody set me free. Dear congregation, my resolve has waned. The waxing moon has shined some light on my veins. And through the window pane, I'll fly toward heaven's name. They've got a bridge to sell. I've got a needle on the shelf. I tie the corn till it hurts. I drooled all on my shirt.
Beautiful.
Cool.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you like one question, and then we're gonna do the quickest PSA in the world, Alec and Lily's, if you guys can find the shortest one you can after I'm done with this interview. So, okay, let me see. I have three options. I think I'm going to ask. Your music is very unique and it's very like storytelling based and stuff. And I know that you've written stuff about like stuff in your life or a random person in your life, and you've created something out of that. Can you, because probably a lot of people don't know about your whole process, so can you tell us a little bit about like how you create those stories? Are they like all true? Is like a lot of stuff made up? Like, is everything made up? Like, what's the story behind the stories?
Pretty much all of it is made up, because that's like I don't know, whenever I'm writing, I just get like an image I like, and then like, because I think when you're writing lyrics as opposed to like poetry or anything else, it's very important to focus on imagery first. And then, so, you know, I write usually about like the idea of a person that I find interesting. I'm like, what if there was a guy who was like this? Wouldn't that be cool? Or like, wouldn't that be weird if, like, I don't know. That's usually what I think about. So that way I don't know. I kind of get distance from myself in the music, so that way it's not like weird when I say all these weird things on radio. I mean, the next song after this that we're going to do is going to be like a completely different person than me, but I just like screwing around and what if I was like this, you know? That's what I do.
Yeah, totally. Also, if you want to talk just for a quick second, I remember you came in and recorded that one song with like all these people. It was a whole ordeal. So if you want to tell the people a bit about your composing and that kind of stuff that you do.
So that one, it's called We Are Vikings Lost in Time. Jake was actually doing the drums on that mix and he sounds baller. We'll get that. I don't know what Nolan's up to right now, but hopefully he gets that back to me soon. Basically, I mean, I wrote that one with a friend back home. Shout out Kyle Stenowin. I just really enjoy, like, the production side. So, like, putting together weird noises and, like, beeps and boops and, like, warbly sounds I've always enjoyed. But it's a whole different discipline than songwriting. So it's like, I don't think I'm great at it right now, but that's why I'm trying to practice. And there's a great space for it here.
Yeah, totally. Well, thank you for your enlightenment. And let's have Alec switch, and you guys can do a quick little PSA and then bring me back.
Thank you, Kim. This is Lily and Lily. And this is Numbers to Think About: Prescription Drug versus Medical Marijuana Deaths.
Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54.
Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0.
A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Back to you, Kim.
Daniel. No profanity.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lovely PSA. Yeah, honestly, yeah, it's been a lovely show so far. My name is Alec. The PSA has been quite wonderful. Am I audible? I wonder if I'm audible. Crazy. I'm going to switch it back over to them, if possible. It is. With the capital B. Yep.
Kim's on air, right?
Now she is not. Play music.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back. Thank you for that PSA. Sorry for the little confusion there. Yeah, so we're going to keep going. Becca, hold my hand, right? Original.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. I stole the name of this song from an Of Montreal song. They're very different vibes, but I just want to give credit to Kevin Barnes. Yeah, this one's fun, so we'll just get into it.
Becca, hold my hand, don't you understand? I'm loving you as fast as I can. Becca, hold my hand, don't you understand? Without it, I'm an unshucked clay. Becca, you could eat all my guts, you can dip me in the remoulade. You are the cat, I'm the mouse. How the fuck did we get in this whorehouse? Becca, hold my hand, this is Taliban. Never ever goes as playing. Becca, I was trying to beat one off, and it came and saw how you scoffed. You do it in your butler's life. Becca, please, can I take the weekend off? Becca is albatross, I'm in a wing. She's in my thoughts, my neck is wrung, my tightest tongue. But Becca, loving song is sung. Becca bakes the scones when my grades are good. She's paying for my college play. Walk her to her Porsche like a big man should, but I'm not so big when she floors the gayest. Becca is a can of worms, you give her space and out she squirms. Smell her on the yellow ferns and the sugar and the spice that reek of her. Becca showed me leather things, what kind of toy, what kind of thing. These businessmen hooked on a string and she pulled, she made them sing. Bop, bop, da, ba, da, bop, bop, da, ba, da.
Amazing. Beautiful. Okay, so it is currently 12:40, so I'm thinking like two more songs, unless you have one of them is short, because I know you have three left.
Yeah, I can do, we'll just go for two. We're going to do
two?
UFO and You Can Have It All.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. You can go right into it.
Yeah, I'm going to do a song called The Lonely Life of a UFO Researcher. This is by Tully Craft, so we're going to go for it.
Antenna towers, distant hopes, measured happiness through telescopes. Well, I've been face to face with what my future brings. The wheels, they turn, recording blips and pings through the white noise and distortion. There's a message I can feel.
please give me one sign that you're real. An orange glow, some blinking lights. Don't know how most folks spend their Friday nights. Well, I've seen evidence no one would dare dispute. Witness accounts make up my life pursuits, and in those photos there's a sadness and a message I can feel. Please give me one sign that you're real. Please give me one sign that you're real.
Yay, beautiful. Okay, last song, Daniel. This is so sad.
You Can Have It All by Yola Tengo, who apparently just dropped an album today. So
wow.
I'm going to go listen to that right after this. yeah, we're just going to jam out for a little bit.
Okay, great.
All right, cool. One sec.
Can have it all.
Okay, awesome job. Thank you. Again, that was Daniel, Caleb, and Jake blessing us with some crazy sounds. And this is Post Adolescence Glow. I am Kim, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, thank you so much. Any last words, Daniel?
No, stick around for the next set.
Yeah, next.
Fellow amalgamate in the studio. Shout out Zach for doing it.
Yeah, next we have Shooting Blanks. Definitely stick around for their set. Very, very excited. They have a crazy good set list. So yeah, thanks again. I hope you all enjoyed. And Alec, you can switch back to some tunes while we get things set up. Look at it.